You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Time once again. We welcome you in, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. We catch up with the Rangers via T.R. Sullivan out in Seattle. I'm Dave Raymond with you this week. T.R., first of all, Seattle, this time of year, should be a nice break from the sometimes oppressive heat around the rest of the country. Is it nice and comfy up there?
Yeah, well, it looks like we're going to have 70-degree weather all week long. So, yeah, they should have a nice day here in Seattle.
See, I remember thinking about those West Coast trips and how valuable they could be in July, August, and let's face it, September, because there is a little something to it, right? Getting out of that heat, letting guys, relax. If it just puts more stress on the body in the heat, but it seems like there's something to those West Coast trips being rejuvenating on some level.
Yeah, Dave. I mean, we left Texas. It was, 90-plus degrees, and now we're going to get 70-degree weather. You know, it was nice in San Diego, and Anaheim is always nice. So, yeah, I think a good, late August, early September road trip for the Rangers is always a nice break from the Texas heat.
3-3 so far on this roadie. They've got starting Monday night, 4 straight in Seattle. I noticed it's, other than that, there's just one road trip remaining for this team. So from that standpoint, the schedule looks like it may play out real well for them. A split in Seattle, are you happy with a 2-2 coming out of Seattle?
No way. No. Seattle's struggling right now. They're not going to face Iwakuma. They got some rotation issues beyond Felix Hernandez. Rangers need to come in here and take 3 out of 4. They got to win. I mean, this is not the time of the year to be playing 500 baseball. They need to play well here. Take at least 3 out of 4, get home, keep themselves in position for those Houston series to matter, Dave. I mean, those are two big series: one in Arlington and one in Houston. And those will probably decide the division title, but they got to stay within striking distance.
Yeah, you're talking about 4 straight games a week from Monday in Houston, in Arlington against the Astros, all night games. Those are going to be very big. They're very much within striking distance. They continue to get to within 2 games and maybe drop back 3, but they're right there breathing down the Astros' necks. If indeed, to your point, that they need to take 3 out of 4 in Seattle, and I can buy that. Does that mean there's disappointment in being 3-3 on this road trip thus far?
Yeah, I mean, they lost 2 out of 3 to the Angels. Again, David, this is not the time of the year to be playing 500 baseball. You're barely holding on to the second wild card spot. Minnesota's playing really well right now. The Angels are still within striking distance, and, You're trying to catch the Astros in the division, so they really need to they need a strong September. They need to play winning baseball, and for the most part, they played good baseball in San Diego, had a good series there. Their offense disappeared in Anaheim, but here in Seattle, they got a chance to face a team that's struggling right now, and they have a chance to do some damage.
I should probably apologize, TR. It's been so long since I've been around a team in contention. I almost lose track of what that competitive edge is like in September. But it is an interesting point, because you think of the postseason, that do or die mentality, or the best of 5, best of 7 series. But it starts. I don't know exactly when it starts, but obviously, this early in September, it's already day by day feeling like a do-or-die situation.
Well, it's been like that with this team, for most of the year, because they've been, on the on the edge of getting knocked out of the playoff race almost since June. I mean, they, even at the All-Star break, there were, discussions about, would they trade players like Giovanni Gallardo and things like that. So, these guys have been playing do-or-die baseball for about 3 months, and so far they've handled it well.
I saw a little note about Joey Gallo, and it hasn't fallen together for him maybe the way they were hoping. Is there a sense that it could turn for Gallo. I mean, it's a tough spot when you come up. You know, he's unproven to some degree at this level. He hasn't had, you know, all that exposure that you'd maybe like a guy to have to be a contributor at this time of year. And then the roles he put in this time of year can be just as challenging. And if you're not playing every day, getting it four bats every day, it can be hard to get into a rhythm. It seems like this is a tough spot for the young man.
Yeah, it is. You're right. I mean, we're in the playoffs, and you know, they need to win ball games. And what the Rangers have to decide is, do they want to take a chance with Gallo in left field, maybe hope he runs into a couple, or do they want to stay with a professional hitter like Will Venable, who's been around and gives you good at-bat, plays very good defense, has speed on the bases. I mean, you know, that's the choice that Jeff Bannister has in left field when there's a right-hander on the mound for the opposing team. I mean, Josh Hamilton is not going to play the field for a while, and so he's got Ryan Strasburg and Drew Stubbs as his right-handers in left field, and he's got either Venable or Gallo. And to me, the guy to go with is Venable. I mean, this guy, you know, he may not be a guy who hit the ball 500 feet, but, you know, this guy's been in the major leagues for 8 years. He knows how to hit. He knows how to play defense. He can run. You know, this is a guy that I think you need to go with.
Yeah, well, I mean, and those are tough decisions sometimes the manager has to make, but this time of year you stop really concerning about guys' egos and emotions, right? You just make moves and you get it done.
Yeah, I mean, there's no egos here right now. I mean, everybody, you know, like a catcher, they got four catchers here. They just activated Robinson Chirinos off the DL. You know, Chris Jimenez has played very well. Bobby Wilson's played very well. Carlos Corcoran's been out since the All-Star break. He hadn't played at all. You know, he's got three catchers to choose from, essentially, Chirinos, Wilson, and Jimenez, and only one guy can play. The other three just have to wait their turn, you know, just depending on who gets pinch hit for during the game and what moves are made. But, yeah, you just have to accept your role, and when your name is called, you got to go out there and do it, get the job done.
Yeah, on a slightly different subject, Derek Holland has been, you know, getting a lot of airtime lately because of the hairdo and then bumping into Charlie Sheen and, you know, all that nonsense. But really, the guy should be getting, you know, airtime and publicity for the way he's been pitching lately. Are you surprised at all at how effective he's been? I mean, he's been unreal since coming back.
No, he was great last year. Came off the disabled list in September. Now, that was on a team that was totally out of the playoff picture. But, you know, remember, this guy threw a two-hit shutout against the Cardinals in the World Series. I mean, this guy's pitched some of the biggest games for the Rangers in their history. And he's always been a very good pitcher. And you know, the guy can be a goofball. You know, he's got a heart of gold. But, you know, when he gets on that mound, he's deadly serious. You know, he's out there battling and competing as hard as anybody. And, you know, this guy's got a lot of battle scars to prove it. I mean, injuries have been a big setback for the Rangers the last 2 years. There's no doubt about it, especially when you see how well he's pitching lately. But, you know, when he's out on the mound, Derek Holland's a very good major league pitcher.
No question. It's just been such a, I don't know, turbulent go the last 2 years. You know, I mean, on the one hand, I guess you'd say the arm is fresh, but, I mean, the guy's been dealing with so many injuries. Just to jump in and be as sharp as he is, to me, just, yeah, I don't know. It just seems pretty remarkable. I just feel like it takes guys a while at the beginning of the year to get into a groove like he's in now.
Well, you know, he had the rehab starts, and he was on a throwing program, and he did a lot of work to get back to where he was. You know, may have rushed it a little bit as opposed to last year, but, you know, like I said, when this guy threw a two-hit shutout against the Cardinals game four of the World Series, you know, that's the best pitch game in Rangers history, in my opinion, that or Cliff Lee against the Yankees. But this guy, like I said, is a very good major league pitcher when he's on. And, you know, he's been on the last couple of years coming off that disabled list. It is kind of remarkable. But I think, you know, part of it is the disabled list. You know, that can really drive you crazy, and that can really motivate you. And he let it motivate him. He did a lot of work with Don Costine, the Rangers psychology consultant. And, you know, he one thing about Derek, you know, Derek Holland and Matt Harrison, probably the two pitchers I've ever covered who want it bad. I mean, those guys really want it bad. They want to be something special. They're not interested. They were never interested in being just a 500 pitcher or just a six innings and give my team a chance to win type of guy. Both of those guys always wanted it bad. They wanted to be something special. And they have at times in their career. They've had some unfortunate injuries, but they've also had some shining moments as well.
Well, he's having an extended one again here at the end of the regular season, and we'll see. We'll see where it goes with him. But great stuff, TR. As always, thanks for the visit. Enjoy that nice, cool weather out there in Seattle.
Okay, David, thank you.
All right, there he goes. TR Sullivan going off to get a latte. MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.